I've always been a believer in alternative medicine, John, and you know, using the select kind of herbs and things to take care of you. Sometimes I'm a little suspect when all of a sudden they come out and attack these alternative medicine procedures and techniques, and then all of a sudden a pharmaceutical drug comes on the market, and apparently it's supposed to alleviate those same symptoms, but you got to buy it. It's a prescription. So I question that. Am I right to question that?
You're absolutely right. The story that that you led off with about polycosanol, very interesting story. I don't know what the facts are yet. I'll report them back to you as they unfold.
Okay, great.
Polycosanol is a sugar derivative, and you're absolutely right that the research comes from Cuba. And the research is very dramatic about how well polycosanol reduces cholesterol. Now, maybe the German study that just came out tonight, maybe that's telling the truth, and in fact, polycosanol doesn't work, and the German and the Cuban studies have been hyped up. But maybe the manufacturers who make cholesterol-lowering statin drugs, which are the best-selling drugs in the world, and they're wicked overused, which we can talk about later, maybe they're fighting back with a PR war, trying to shed doubt on polycosanol. It's hard to know who's telling the truth.
I've always taken ingredients and herbs for prostates, and one of the best herbs out there is called, as you know, saw palmetto. We've got a client that advertises on Coast to Coast. I want to be very above board with everybody, and its product contains a lot of saw palmetto. In Europe, there have been no less than 20 plus studies that have shown that saw palmetto, this herb, helps to reduce and keep the size of a prostate from enlarging. It's not a cancer cure. It doesn't do anything like that, but it does keep one's prostate from enlarging. Well, now we get a study that was released several months ago that says saw palmetto doesn't work, a study done in America, and sure enough, I'm starting to see on television ads for pharmaceutical drugs that would keep your prostate from enlarging. And I look at that, John, and I'm saying, it's a setup.
Absolutely true. As I was a family doctor for 20 years, and as I made the transition to researcher to write Overdosed America, I started to learn how to investigate each of these situations. And usually, your nose leads you in the right direction. Usually, when it looks like there's a financial conflict of interest that's distorting the information that's coming, that's usually right. We just saw it, George, in the glucosamine issue, the study that was published that compared glucosamine to Celebrex. And it looked at people with knee pain. And the conclusion, and all the newspapers carried the story, was that glucosamine is no more effective, in fact, less effective than Celebrex, an expensive arthritis drug, for knee pain. Well, it turns out most of the people in the study just had very mild knee pain. And if you looked at the people who had moderate to severe knee arthritis pain, well, then glucosamine was a much better drug. But if you look at the way the press wrote up the stories, one of the biggest newspapers in the country finished its story by quoting an expert statistician saying that glucosamine is no better, and he wouldn't spend any money at all looking at this subgroup of people who had worse knee pain. Well, I did a little research on the web, and lo and behold, find out that the one of the last articles that he had written had been co-sponsored by the company that makes Celebrex. But the readers of this most prestigious newspaper would never have known that.
They don't know that at all. I have a friend of mine. She's 70 years old. She's an avid skier. She skates. She used to skate in Europe with a trumpet, and she'd play while she skated.
Well,
she's just a wonderful person. You know, and I sometimes call her my second mother here in St. Louis, and she yells at me and says, I'm more like a sister. But she's 70 years old. She works all the time, and her joints have been hurting. And, she's been to her doctor, and they're doing what they can there. And I went to one of our large pharmacies, and I just spotted something, because I used to race horses years ago, the vets used to take a legal drug called, how do you pronounce it? Hyaluronic acid? Is that how it's pronounced?
Hyaluronic
acid. And they would inject it in a horse's knee like that for reduces inflammation and everything. Well, I see that on the shelf of this drugstore that included a glucosamine and chondroitin. And I said, you know what? I'm going to get this for her. It's natural. And let's see what happens. And you know what? In 3 days, She said the pain had subsided, and she said, George, I have had pain for 6 months. And I'm looking at myself saying, God knows how much she has spent for pharmaceutical drugs, because she doesn't have the kind of insurance we have. She's on Medicare, and she doesn't have that kind of resources, and it's sad.
Yep, that's really the issue, George. When you really look at the science that's driving American medicine, you see 80 or 90% of it is funded by the drug companies themselves. There's very little funding now outside independent funding for these studies, and they want to prove what's in their financial interest. The odds are five times greater that when the drug companies sponsor a study, guess what? That study will show that the sponsor's drug is the treatment of choice. Five times greater. You just add an add-on for Las Vegas. I don't think you'd go to Las Vegas if the odds against you were 5-1. But that's what the odds are against getting unbiased science when the drug companies are funding all this science. We've got a terrible situation. The American people are getting really ripped off and harmed by this situation.
And I think that your health and how much you can afford for your health is one of the biggest factors of people not being happy in America today.
You know, absolutely.
We've got to be able to deal with this as a nation. We've got to be able to look at people as they get older and say, you know what, this is ridiculous. These people can't afford their pharmaceuticals. They can't afford their natural remedies. What are we going to do? I mean, I keep thinking of the new Manchuria Candidate movie that came out with Denzel Washington, and the candidate for vice president, whoever his name was, I'd recognize him. I saw him in L.A., but I'd never know who his name was. You know, he was saying in the movie, he was saying, picture this little old lady. She's got, her prescription in one hand or enough money in the other to buy food, and she can only get one. And that's what's happening in America today.
That's absolutely true. And it's not just the prescription prices. I mean, the United States is the only country that lets the drug companies charge what they want to charge. So when a drug company has a patent for a medicine, it's a virtual monopoly. They can charge whatever they want to charge. Recently, a drug came out for colon cancer made by one of the biotech companies. They're charging $100,000 a year. And when they were asked why they were, they said, because we can. Nobody else makes a similar drug. In all the other industrialized countries, there's this process that controls the cost of drugs so that there's some kind of fairness between the cost of the drug and the social utility of the drug. But in the United States, the drug prices are just as much as the drug companies can extract. And they drive up the perception of the need for those drugs, by this direct-to-consumer advertising, which is only done in the United States and New Zealand. New Zealand only has 4 million people. We're the only two industrialized countries that let that go on. So what we've got is this free market attitude about drugs where our drugs are primarily an opportunity for corporations to make money, as opposed to help Americans be as healthy as they can. And George, I just don't think that this reflects the values of the American people, you know, that the corporations should come first and the American people should come second.